you wonder why I let that run all the way to the end, all 2 minutes and whatever it is. Well, the reason why I did that is I have really had a bad morning. This is Glenn Coble, and you're listening to On the Air. And I'm here all alone right now, as Scott has just left, and that's the way we normally do things. But usually I have my notes that I'm going to work from, at least for the first hour. They're sitting at home on my phone. So I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. We're going to just shoot the bull, and we're going to have a good morning. But the really fun part is that I've, let me make a true confession here, right? I'm not real good with dates. I usually put them in my phone, and I had this date in my phone wrongly. James Anderson, I had announced that James was going to be on today, and that's wrong. James is on the last Thursday of the month, not the fourth Thursday of the month. I've done that twice now, and I apologized to him last night on Facebook that I was being absent-minded of an old the old brain was not working so well. So we won't have James on today. We'll have him on next week, which messes all sorts of things up, because I thought I was going to do a thing with a couple other things, and now I'm going to have to adjust those. But we'll get along. We'll figure it out. It's just you and me, so who cares, right? Just you and me. We are going to have an interesting evening tonight, though. WWGH Radio is going to have a candidates' night, and I'm pretty sure this is the first time they've done it in this format. Now, we've gone out and talked to candidates, and we've had interviews with candidates and things. But tonight, we're going to have four of them in here, four or five of them, I'm not sure how many, in here. And you'll even be able to call into our, we're going to have a receptionist, believe it or not, something I'd love to have, but it doesn't work out here, and it costs money, so we don't have one. So tonight we will have a receptionist, and that receptionist will take your phone calls, write down your question, and bring them into Scott, and Scott is going to moderate this along with the editor of The Star. And they are going to take care of the questions that are going to go to these five or six people that are going to be here talking on candidates night. I think you'll really enjoy it. We're going to have discussion about Marion County commissioners, the county clerk, and the sheriff's office. So if you have questions of those people or their surrogates or Scott, get them written down so that you can call in tonight. Now, it's going to be on tonight from 7:10 to 9 o'clock. And so there won't be any excuse why you don't have some knowledge about those particular positions if you haven't voted yet. And I'm certain a lot of you and me have voted already. My vote is in. So I can't change it. But if you haven't voted, this might give you a little insight to go a different direction than you thought you were going to go. The candidates' night is going to be a discussion format, kind of a debate discussion. Not all the opponents are going to be here, so it won't really be a debate, but it will be a discussion and kind of a debate-like thing. Now, also tonight after that, you can turn on your TV and watch the presidential debate, which is going to be on tonight. It's kind of scary that we're going to have another presidential debate. Nobody's bailed yet. I really thought that we might have some real problem getting this off the and on the air. But tune in tonight, Scott Spears and also Ben Lanka, who's the editor of the Star, are going to moderate this, and I think you'll find it interesting. They're not going to be fisticuffs. It's just going to be discussions, right? All right. We want to thank, by the way, Belly Buster's Pizza for providing the support for this, and also Terry Tackett, who has organized the event. You know Terry. He's on here quite often. And so Terry got this put together. Attaboy, Terry. All right. Well, since I didn't bring my list of stuff in, I'm going to just kind of run with what pops into my head of what I watched yesterday and some of the news. One of the things I watched was kind of disturbing. It was a presentation by I knew I was going to forget his name. He's in charge of the spy stuff. Anyway, he came out and said, director of, can't remember his title. Anyway, he came out and said that there was information saying that Iran, and he really emphasized Iran, and also Russia, and he de-emphasized Russia, were messing around, and that they had worked with the one thing about getting old, you forget a lot of stuff. Anyway, the far right group, that kind of a threatening group. Supposedly they gave them information so that they could find out where people who are voting live, and it's very questionable whether some of the stuff that we were being told last night is true or made up to be a tactic for the Trump organization. Now, they're going to come out, supposedly the boys, and there's another word before boys. Anyway, not the bad boys. Anyway, they're supposedly know your address and are going to demand that you vote for Trump. Which if you're a person that's looking for conspiracies, you're thinking, oh well, they're must be on the Democratic side. That was one of the problems that I had in listening to it. It just sounded too convenient. And also, then they brought on Chris Wray, who is the FBI director. Oh, and by the way, the gentleman that brought this up, the DNI, I think is his acronym for his office. Anyway, he happens to be a very obvious Trump supporter. I'm not saying that I don't know whether that has anything to do with it or not, but Chris Wray came out, and Chris Wray has been pretty much, he was appointed by President Trump, but he's been pretty much a straight shooter, and it was obvious that he was not comfortable trying to back up what was being said. I really thought he acted like, okay, I'm going to tell the world what I can say, and I'm going to leave it at that. And what he basically said is that the FBI was working night and day to make sure that our elections come off fairly and safely and without incident by this type of group. At the end of the whole thing, I flipped around to different stations to see what people said, and I would say it ran 90% skeptical as to whether this was really had much to do with anything. So I wouldn't lose any sleep over it, but it was a big headline when it came out because they made a big to-do out of it. And they had not only did they have Chris Ray and this director on, they had two or three other people standing behind them that didn't say a word. It just looked like it was contrived. That's all. I don't know that. It may not have been, but I think we'll find out more and more as the day goes along, especially with tonight's candidate a debate going on. I don't mean our local debate. I'm talking about the national debate. That there's going to be some questions asked. Now, there was another big question that's going to be asked. There is no doubt in my mind that somebody's going to ask the question about President Trump supposedly, and we don't know this for a fact, but supposedly President Trump has a Russian checking account. That just seems a little too far-fetched as well. Far-fetched the other way. I'm sure that question will be asked, and we'll be listening, I'm sure. Tonight ought to be an interesting night, and I plan on watching, and I hope you do, and I hope you tune in to our candidates night right before that. We're going to take
Scott, did
a break.
You know that Halley's Comet used to fly over Marion every night?
No, Charlie, I didn't know that. How's that possible?
Well, it wasn't really Halley's Comet. It was Martha Dowse's fire baton coming from Girard Avenue.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Two, one. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
All right, we're back here, and I'm Glenn Coble. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, we're on the air. That's the name of the program, On the Air. And we're kind of playing it by the seat of our pants today because I left my notes at home on my phone. My dog can read them, but I can't read them, you know. Anyway, by the way, I had somebody ask me the other day, you never talk about your dog and its name. Well, my dog's name is Cheyenne, so if I refer to Cheyenne, I'm talking about the puppy dog that I totally confide my deepest thoughts too. She looks at me like I'm an idiot, but it's okay. Maybe I am. Anyway, this has been kind of interesting. Yesterday was kind of interesting. Not only did we have a couple of things that I just talked about, but we had a surrogate speech for Joe Biden from former President Obama. I tend to listen to these things like I listened to that announcement, and then I was going to say turn the dial, but you don't turn the dial anymore, do you, in television? I was flipping my remote, after watching all of these events, I kind of flip around to see, you know, I go to MSNBC, I go to CNN, I go to Fox, I try to go to one of the networks, NBC, ABC, or CBS, depending on who's talking about what, just so that I get a general idea of the the temperature as it's being raised or lowered, depending on what is being said. Well, yesterday after listened to the Barack Obama speech for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris And I said that right. I always say Kamala. I don't know why I make it a long, you know, a sharp A, but Kamala Harris. And I'm not making fun like that politician did. I'm just saying I get the A messed up in her name occasionally. Even though back in September of 2018, over 2 years ago, predicted that the top of the candidates for the Democratic Party would be exactly who it is right now, Kamala and Joe. And I predicted it, and you can look it up on my tweet of, I think it's September 24th, 2018, well before anybody was thinking about this as the duet that was going to be at the top of the Democratic Party. Anyway, so I'm bouncing around looking at all the different stations trying to figure out. Now, it's, you know, there are certain understandable responses that you're going to get based on who you're looking at. MSNBC is going to obviously lean a little left. Fox News is obviously going to lean right. Most of the networks kind of play it straight. But the discussion after even, well, the one Fox person that I listened to agreed that Barack Obama was in his true form. He's a terrific orator. There's no, you can't disagree with that. But I think there were some points made that that were obvious right-sided talking points. And then on MSNBC, the opposite was true. There were obviously some left-leaning talking points that were being espoused. But most everybody agreed that the former president did a terrific job. And I don't care whether you love him or you hate him, he is a heck of an orator. His speeches are finely groomed. They sound like he's talking off the cuff. But I did notice he was looking from right to left, which means he was using his teleprompter to give him his cues on where he should go, and rightfully so, because when you know you have X number of minutes to fill, and you start freelancing, yeah, you're going to have a three-hour speech that nobody wants to listen to. and so, therefore, he was keeping track of his time, I'm sure. It was kind of interesting, though, because it was done outside. I enjoyed the stage craft, if nothing else. It was outside. They had a stage. Nobody was anywhere near any of the people that were going to be on that stage, and the cars pulled up. It must have been done in a parking lot, and there were dozens and dozens of cars that were there, and you could tell when they were happy because they'd lay on the horn as opposed to applause. So it was kind of a fun thing to watch, just for the stagecraft, if nothing else. Even if you hated what was being said and you didn't agree with President Obama, I think you might have found some interest in watching how they did it. And I was very surprised that they pulled it off. It could have been a huge disaster, I think, but it was pulled off undoubtedly because of Obama's skill in speaking, but also they had enough people in cars, and the people in the cars knew how to respond. I'm not sure whether they told them when they drove in, if you're happy with what he's saying, hit your horn, or if it was just natural. I don't know. That's something we'll have to talk about later when the truth comes out. And you know, in a few days, we have 11 days and about, I don't know, 11 hours, 12 hours until the dawn of Election Day. And now that's the dawn, the very beginning of Election Day. Most of the talking heads are saying there's 12 days till Election Day. But for a fact, it's 11 days and a certain number of hours till the dawn of the Election Day. And that's what my phone tells me. So if I always sound like I'm a day late or a day early, I'm not sure which it would be, that's why I'm saying today we have 11 days till Election Day. We really have 11 days and several hours until Election Day. I hope you've had your opportunity to get out and vote, or you know what how you're going to do it, because it can be a little confusing. I have not seen lines at the drop box for the I've only gone by there two or three times, but there has never been anyone there. When my wife and I dropped our ballot off, there was nobody around. I kept looking around. Where's the camera? There has to be a camera focused on it. I couldn't find where the camera was, but that's probably a good thing. You're not supposed to know where the camera is so that you can turn away from it for the whole time if you're doing mischievous deeds. But anyway, it was an easy process. Now, I did feel, while I was filling out my ballot, I did feel a little concerned that I was doing it wrong, just because such a big amount of pressure had been put on all of us. My wife and I had never done a mail-in ballot. My wife had done one walk-in ballot, we wondered, after we were finished, we wondered, did we have to use a number two pencil? If not, did we have to use black or blue ink? Well, we come to find out that black or blue ink was fine. I don't think you're supposed to use a number two pencil, but I do know that we filled ours out with blue ink, and that's okay. So if you're doing yours and you're concerned about that, if you find a blue pen, it's okay. I know that one's okay. And I'm pretty sure a black pen is okay as well. I always worry about, they tell you to stay within the little oval, but you need to fill it all in. How do you know whether you filled it all in microscopically or not? I did the best I could, and I'm sure that it'll go through. But it's kind of fun, because once you do it and you drop it off, a day or two later, you can go to the Board of Elections site, and it'll tell you that, yes, we've gotten your ballot, and yes, it has been counted, or it'll tell you where it is in the chain of stuff. And my wife and I found that very comforting, to know that our ballot had gotten in there. I'm not sure what would have happened if, we had had a flood and all the ballots had been soaked. We had had a really big flood and it went up over the top of the drop box. But I'm sure that there are contingency events for that. I would guess to say, especially since we only have one drop box in the county, I would venture to say if a flood is going to get that high, first of all, we're all in trouble, because it's right behind the county building. And the county building's pretty high. I didn't take my I have a device that tells me how high we are above sea level, an altimeter. I'm mispronouncing that. But anyway, I have one, and I should have looked, but I did not. But if we get to that point and water's rising that high, we're in trouble anyway. But I imagine they have a contingency plan where they go pick up the or clean out the ballots if something like that is going to happen. But let's hope we don't ever have to worry about that. We have enough things to worry about when it comes to voting, don't you think? Anyway, so those are some of the things that went on last night. I had a whole list of things that went on last night, and because it's sitting in my phone, sitting on my desk at home, I don't remember what all I did have. Now, the second part of today's show, I've invited Dr. Feynman, who was on with me. He's on with me every week on Wednesday for the A Progressive Life. He's known as the progressive professor, so it works out well name-wise. But anyway, he's going to be on with me. Not with me, really. He's going to be on at about 11:15. He's coming right from teaching class to being on the air with us. Because, like I told you, I made a mistake and announced that we were going to have Mr. Anderson on, who is our Marion County naturalist, James Anderson. And I incorrectly selected the date. He's going to be on with us on the 29th, I believe it is. Now, I'm not positive of that, but I think that's it. And we were going to read some stories for kids, some spooky stories. And I'm going to move that to later after James Anderson is finished. So we're going to do that during the hour when we do Swap Shop. We haven't had a whole lot of calls, obviously, with the virus going around and stuff like that. So we're gonna do some of those spooky stories in the later section of my Thursday show. On I believe it's the 29th. So anyway, if you have some kids at home on that Thursday afternoon, from 1 to 2 or no, from 12 to 1. Turn on the radio. They might enjoy it. We're going to break away here for a couple of minutes, and we'll be right back, all right? All right.
Hey, Charlie. Did you know that Mayor Jack Kellogg has a great collection of political memorabilia?
Yes, I did know that. But do you know what his most prized political possession is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
Hillary Clinton's hairbrush. Never been used.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Well, like I mentioned, break. Now I got to get my pot to work. No, that's not like green pot. That's the little switch that makes the volume go up and down. Don't want you thinking bad things of me, all right? Maybe when I was a kid that was around, but not anymore. Anyway, like I was saying, we're going to have Dr. Feynman's going to come on about 30 minutes from now, at about quarter after 11, and give us a lesson. This is not going to be Dr. Feynman and Glenn Coble shooting the bull about, like yesterday, we talked about all the different senators' races that were up for grabs or not so much up for grabs, and he gave me his best prognostication about which Democrats had a chance and which Republicans were probably going to win. So, but he's going to come on. This is not going to be one of those. It's going to be a lecture. So you make sure you put your, what is the, I can't remember the name of that hat that all those educated people wear. You know, it's a square hat and it's got the little tassel on it. Anyway, put that hat on, get your pencil out, get your paper, because we're going to take notes, all right? And it will be nothing but Dr. Feynman. But the cool thing about it is he's a presidential historian, and he's an expert on venture to say all presidents. That's his bailiwick. And he's going to come on and give us a story and a lesson about the President Harding Centennial, which is coming up here. Now, we have a phone call. Let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Good morning, Glenn. Fred Malone calling.
Yes, how are you, Fred?
Good. Now I'm a little bit confused. Are we not doing the presidential trivia next Thursday?
Yeah, we're going to do that, too. I'm going to have to get to you off the air, probably on Facebook or something, because you know how I am. I'm an old guy with an old brain, and I let some things get out of hand here. I scheduled the wrong time. So I'm going to talk over with James Anderson how we're going to do him, and I'm going to try to figure out how we can do us. Okay, we're going to try to do it, though.
Yeah, I think just give me a call.
I will.
I don't do Facebook, so just give me a call.
Okay.
I think I gave you my number.
Yeah, so. I got it. Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, we'll look forward to talking with you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Fred Malone, yeah, he's really helped me out a lot. He's given me, and we're going to go into the case of all the trivia questions that he's given me, and repeat some of them. Some of them I found out are not right anymore because time has passed us by. Two of the schools that were indicated in the trivia questions are no longer schools. So anyway, Fred and I are going to talk over some trivia about, we're going to have an interesting trivia time. I got to figure out how we're going to fit it in, and how we're going to fit James in, and how we're going to fit me in. But we'll get it done. That nice thing about working at a radio station like this, especially when you're unpaid, is that things are kind of loosey-goosey. Now, tonight's candidates' night's not going to be loosey-goosey. It's going to be directed right at these candidates. So make sure you tune in at 7:10 to 9 p.m. We're going to have a live broadcast, and we're going to have on several different people representing the county clerk's office, representing the sheriff's race, and also we've invited the county commissioners, but I believe that we have not gotten any responses on that. But anyway, make sure you tune into that because I think it'll be interesting. We'd love to have you calling in. You'll be able to call into our receptionist and give her your question, and she will pass it along to Scott Spears, our lead interviewer, and also Ben, I couldn't remember his first name, Ben Lanka, who is the editor over at the Marion Star, and those two guys are going to be moderating this, so it'll be a good night, and I think you'll enjoy it. Anyway, we are going to have Dr. Feynman on after the hour, and he's going to give us a lecture, and I hate to call it a lecture because I remember when I was in college, the term lecture was the last thing I wanted to hear. He's going to explain to us about the only president that ever came from Marion, Ohio, Warren G. Harding. I hope he will clear up some of the old wives' tales about the president. He may not clear them all up. I understand that Scott is going to try to have on the grandson of the president at some future time. I'm not privy to that, but I think he's going to have Harding's grandson on. We're going to talk about Harding for probably a whole week here because on the 2nd of November, I believe, which I believe is Monday, the 2nd of November is the centennial date of President Harding's election to the presidency. It will be 100 years exactly to that day, the 2nd of November. It'll be 100 years to the time when he was elected. Now, I've read a lot up on President Harding, especially last night. I was trying to get a little bit more knowledge, there are a lot of things I didn't know about the president, and I'm sure there are things that you don't know about President Harding that are very interesting. you know, we hear a lot about his extramarital relationships, but some of them are old wives' tales, and some of them might be true, and some of them are true. So we also, you know, the Teapot Dome scandal was a huge scandal. But if I read correctly last night, it really didn't come up until after the president had passed away. So anyway, we'll find out. Dr. Feynman is an expert in everything presidential. He is the WWGH presidential authority. So if you listen to him, you are listening to an authoritarian in the subject of presidents. I've learned a heck of a lot. I've had him on now, I think, for about 2 months, something like that, maybe a month and a half. And I've learned so much from just, it's nice to talk to somebody that really does not lie about things and knows a lot of stuff. Now, we have had people that disagree with what he says, but in most cases, if they're disagreeing, they're disagreeing in the way they interpret the facts. They're not disagreeing with his facts. Because if anything, he knows the facts. So anyway, we're going to have him on. You won't have to even listen to me. All I'm going to do is sit here. I'm going to take notes. I'm going to have my mic turned up, but I'm not going to say a word until we get close to the end of the event, and then I might jump in and say, hey, you only have a few minutes left, so so we can get him off the air so that we can get and do our news on the hour. But I think you'll enjoy listening and maybe finding out some things about President Harding that you didn't know. Everybody in town knows that he had a doggy that had a collar that was stolen. Everybody in town knows he had supposedly had mistresses. But not everybody in town knows how he got elected. Not everybody in town knows even who his vice president was. And maybe we'll get some of those questions answered. Now, I think you will enjoy this. I know I will enjoy it, and I'm looking forward to listening to the whole thing. And then the following week, I'm going to jump all over him and find out if he told us the entire truth or if he's hidden something from us. He's a very smart man. I've gotten to know him pretty well, and last night we got to know each other a lot better just because I had messed up, and I didn't have anybody to cover today. We have about 4 minutes until we're going to break away, and then when we come back, we will have Dr. Feynman on talking about President Harding. And don't forget, you got to have your notes ready. There will not be a quiz at the end of the thing. The only quiz you will have is in your own little brain, right? You will find out things you never knew about President Harding. Hey, don't forget yes, he's going to go from 11:15 to 12, and then we do have our show following that will be the show that we have kind of been toying with the idea of doing away with Swap Shop show. We're still carrying it, but we kind of carry it lightly. If you have something to sell today, please call in, and I'll give you the phone numbers when we get to that show. But we've been toying with the idea of going to a different format for that until this COVID stuff gets by, because people are just not thrilled about going out and meeting with other people to buy their tchotchkes. And I can understand that. I have been given marching orders by my wife. I am not allowed to do our political night where I would have to sit at one of the venues surrounded by a bunch of yelling politicians and friends of politicians. So, the station is going to have a program on the night of the election. It might be a little anticlimactic this year because so many people are voting pre that day. You know, right now I think I saw 25% or something like that of the expected population has already voted. That's kind of heartening as well as surprising. So we will do the best we can and stay tuned. We're not quite sure what we're going to be doing in that case. I'm not even sure we know where they're going to be held. But we got our crew ready to run out at a moment's notice and go do their job as we have done in the past. A great fun last year. I was at the Democratic headquarters, and even though a lot of the Democratic candidates were not as thrilled about it as I, you know, hoped they would be, but it was an interesting night to talk to several of the people there and find out about why they were running. And we'll do that again. It's just not going to have me in it because my wife won't let me do it. I know. You can't let your wife do that. Well, I've been married 50 years, and one of the reasons why I've been married 50 years is because my wife calls most of the shots. Well, I hope you have a good 15 minutes. We're going to break away here, and when we come back, we'll have a lecture from Dr. Feynman.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place, from broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Mary Ann Michaels.
Alexander Hamilton is going off the $10 bill in 5 years. So long, Alexander. And he is going to put a woman on mayor on 2020 on the $10 bill. And this summer, they are going to poll people in the United States to see who should go on there. But it will be the first woman on the currency in like 120 years or something.
Well, the women that they've come up with wouldn't really make a bill very good looking. I mean, the women did a lot of good. I mean, don't get me wrong, but they're kind of...
Well, wait a second. What are you saying?
If they put somebody like Marilyn Monroe or...
Go ahead and say it. You don't want Eleanor Roosevelt's mug on the $10 bill.
Well, or Rosa Parks, and who else?
Won't they airbrush them before they put them on the bill?
I mean, can you imagine flipping out a bill and there's a... ugly face looking at you.
Now, wait a second. Wait a second, Charlie.
Well, I think it's about time that a woman gets on some...
Yeah, if they put somebody good-looking on there.
Oh, dear.
Somebody that is famous. Somebody
they have to be dead. What do you make of Trump, Charlie? You didn't jump in. You did the wife thing there, but...
He's an egotistical jerk.
What do you really think about it?
But he knows enough to make millions. I guess we can't put him down for that.
We can't put him down.
Because we don't know how much he owes.
He would not have a chance, I'm sorry, at an office. I really, now he's got a lot of money that he can put behind him. But how many people would vote for him? I don't think very many.
WWGH Radio LP, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. The Talking Place. Find us on Facebook by searching WWGH, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead. In the spirit of Halloween and fall, it's now time for a Halloween poem reading right here on WWGH Radio by Charlie Evers, Mary Ann Michaels, Martha Douse, Mary Ellen Withrow, Scott Spears, Marla Gibbs, Mr. McFeely, Pat Carroll, Bud Collins, Hugh Downs, and Robert Guillaume.
Witches in Two, Witches Who Brew. These two witches are looking for you. Crows and bats, spiders too. Everything wanting to nibble on you. Halloween night, foggy and black. Make sure no one puts you in a sack to take.